you ever get one of those times when you're trying to like boot up your phone and it just won't boot up or something, and it's just like dark and you're like, oh, I'm gonna have to do a hard reboot? It's 99.7 DJX. That happened to me over the weekend, and when I did, I finally got it to turn on. My screen was all like cut in half, not even cut in half. It was like only like the top half an inch.
Like a, yeah, half an inch.
You could see of the my background screen, and the phone works. It's just I can't see anything below a half an inch below this little line.
It's hard to read.
Yeah, and it's,
I mean, it's kind of dead. It's dead in the sense of being able to be super functional.
Right. So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, man, I've dropped my phone quite a bit, but nothing recently. And I have a phone protector. So,
a case.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like, and this phone protector is good.
Well, but you found your limit though. Like how many times
maybe
do you get away with it? Like, how many times does the phone protector like promise you, okay, we'll be good if you drop me like 5 times. But it, after that, I can't promise you protection.
Is there
I mean,
such
there
a thing?
Could be. I don't know.
So
I feel like there is a limit though.
So it's now it's just
it so
like,
long. Yeah, that's not, it's just it's black.
I know it is. It's black below.
Like, how can you read a text or see anything? Can you read an email? Can you open anything?
No, not really. Like I can kind of see, It'll almost show like a negative, like a yellow sort of negative. So I can kind of see through a little bit, but
how
it takes a minute.
How is that not driving you
insane? It is driving me crazy.
Insane.
I'll tell you what drove me the most crazy was when I was trying to do Wordle yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't tell the yellow and green squares that I was getting because it all looked the same. It looked like it just looked dark. And I was like, oh, okay. So
your Wordle struggles are
I'm
really
telling you,
the biggest
yeah
thing you want to highlight here.
Yeah, so my daughter had to sit there and do it initially.
You're insane. You're going to have to go to the store today. You're going to need a new phone. I think it's like, I don't think they can fix that. Yeah, something's wrong internally.
I mean, I can like, still talk on it. I can still use it.
Yeah, no.
I just can't text.
You can't. As
really
soon
well
as this show is over, you need to go to the store.
Yeah. Well, that's
if
not going
not for
happen,
you,
but
for me. Because I can't deal with that.
You can't deal with me?
It looks like it's
complaining
possessed
about it.
Yes. It's like it was doing a flashing thing.
Yeah, it's not flashing anymore. It was like flashing like it was possessed.
Yes.
And
like something was going to come out of it that we needed the Ghostbusters for.
Yeah. So I didn't really ruin my phone in any sort of spectacular way.
You just dropped it.
It just
one too many times.
Well, we think. I don't know.
You've admitted you've dropped it multiple times.
Haven't you dropped your phone multiple times?
Sure, but you found a limit to how much it can take.
But it didn't happen immediately after I dropped it. That was the thing.
Well, then it decided, you know what? There's too much internal
I'm just bowing
injury
out
here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your phone react and say, "Listen, buddy, you've dropped me way too many times. I have internal bleeding."
Yeah.
And I'm done.
So, I say all that to ask you, what weird way did you ruin your phone?
Other than dropping it multiple times.
Because I have dropped my phone in the toilet before, keeping it, you know, like I put it in my back pocket, and I'll forget.
And you fished it out?
Well, yeah, that was before anything.
Before anything occurred?
Occurred, right.
Okay.
Right, so, but
and it survived?
But it
did you do the rice bowl thing?
It shorted it out.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was never quite the same after that. I was able to keep it for a little
toilet water. Yeah.
Yeah, I was able to keep it for a little while after that. But it
how many new phones have we had to get because we've destroyed the phone in one way or another?
And you know what the tragic part of this is?
What's the tragic part?
My wife and I went through because we had a
it's flashing again.
Yeah. We had almost like a phone graveyard in a cabinet. Where when we got an upgrade, we wouldn't necessarily throw or give away or donate the old phone. We just kind of keep it. And it was
just in case.
It was probably about 6 months ago. She was like, "What are we doing with all these phones?"
Seriously.
And purged it. And so now,
maybe someone can fix it.
And so now I'm sitting here looking at my phone.
Are you receiving transmissions from space?
That's right. And my phone is on the fritz, and I'm like, why don't we have one of those old phones? I could just swap out the SIM card. It'd be fine. But no, that's not what's happening. So yeah, how did you ruin your phone? 502-795-1997.
Just make Ben feel better.
Thank you. That's coming up. Your stories.
You're on an island right now. How do you feel?
I feel like I've been on an island this entire show.
You get so bothered by too many bubbles notifications.
Yeah.
How can you live like that? One more second.
Yeah, I can see a little bit. It's crazy. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. What weird way did you ruin your phone? We did get a text message from Red Bubble Rachel, as we like to call her on our text line. She said, I was finding out the gender of my second kid the next day, and my sister had to send out a notice to everyone stating that Rachel just washed her phone in the washer.
Oh.
So she's having a boy. She said she left it in the pocket of a jacket, and she threw it in the washer.
Oh, no. You know, yeah, it doesn't survive that.
Yeah, maybe
right?
That's a little pregnancy brain action there, too.
Yeah.
Kim said, I dropped it face down into my frozen margarita at a beach bar.
Oh, gosh.
Phone ruined. Lime wedge still haunting me.
Oh, no. Oh, dang. Oh, Tina says, I tried to multitask in a public restroom.
Gosh.
Let's just say I now know what a $1,200 flush feels like. Oh. Oh, dang it. Oh, that is, yeah. No, that one just dies, right?
Yeah. Randy said, I left it too close to my flat iron, melted the case, made the screen look like a lava lamp, so that was fun.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Don't flat iron your phone. Got
yeah.
it. Amanda, I once got into a heated argument with my ex, threw my phone in the pool for dramatic effect. Then I realized I still needed it for my Uber ride home, so I had to borrow his phone to call an Uber because mine was fried. Oh, that's the worst. You're
that
already
is the
mad
worst,
at
yes.
him.
They're like,
you don't want to ask him for anything.
Call an Uber for me.
Give me your phone.
Give me your phone. Tim said, I once put my phone on top of my car, drove for a bit before it flew off on the highway. May it rest in pieces.
Ooh,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Smasharoo. Hannah, I was texting while jogging on the treadmill. Tripped.
Wow.
Fell. And my phone flew backward like a missile into the wall behind me, shattered.
Wow.
Oh.
That's fun.
Oh, dang it.
These are the weird ways you destroyed your phone.
You gotta watch those treadmills.
Yeah, right? Kristen said, I heard of a hack to dry your phone that gets water in it. So I tried to dry my phone with short microwave bursts.
What?
After it got wet.
What?
Don't ask. It just exploded.
What?
She put her phone in the microwave.
How do you not know that's going to instantly be bad?
Listen.
You're not supposed to put any sort of metal in the microwave at all for any short burst of time.
Just because it says it on TikTok doesn't mean it's true.
What in the world? Kristen, what in the world?
You deserve to have your phone die.
Jenny, I was filming a TikTok smoothie tutorial. Accidentally locked my phone into the blender.
What?
I blended my phone. I bet it was amazing footage for a hot second, though.
For a hot second, yes, exactly.
That is funny.
If you could grab that from the cloud.
That is funny.
Wow. Those are better stories than Ben's just dropped his phone one too many times and decided to poop out from internal injuries.
It's just.
That is so
it's two-tone.
Wait, did you nav up? Is that navigation?
No, it's not navigation.
Oh, it looks like it's navigation.
No, not navigation.
Okay.
It's black and yellow, black and yellow.
I know, but what's the green part? Now it's nothing. Now you don't see anything.
No. So
it's possessed.
Cool. Yeah, my phone's possessed.
It needs an exorcism.
Anyways,
and now
thank you
new
for
phone.
The stories. Thank you for the stories.
Those are great.
There you go. It's 99.7 DJX.